So in the first reading today, the prophet Isaiah tells us that the parched land is going to bloom, the desert is going to flower. That's your soul that he's talking about. Obviously, on one hand, yes, we can look at the actual deserts and parched lands, but it's really the soul. And when we think about the gospel, as Jesus is asking the people what it is that they went out to the desert to see, once again, you note that same pattern. People have to go out to the desert. Why? Because it removes all of the distractions. Because out in the desert, we can only focus on God. Out in the desert, if you try to do it yourself, you're going to die. Because there is nothing there. And so the same happens spiritually. In order to grow, in order to allow the desert of our souls to flower, we need to go into the arid lands, spiritually speaking. We need to go into the desert. It's not particularly easy or fun, and yet that's exactly what's necessary. And so as we look at even our preparations now for Christmas, that we have to be able spiritually to strip ourselves so that we can really focus on what we're supposed to. And really, we can ask ourselves that simple question if that's what we're doing. Because at this time of the year, for a lot of people, the last thing that they're thinking about is nothing. They're thinking about all kinds of things. I've got to get presents. I have to put up a tree. I've got to do the lights. I've got to do all the decorations. We've got to make a meal. We've got people coming. We've got the last thing on our mind is the desert. The last thing in our mind is stripping ourselves of everything so that we can focus on the Lord. And so we have to be able then to listen to the question of the one who was out in the desert. He came and asked, or he sent his disciples, because he was in prison at that point, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we be looking for another?" So what really is Christmas about? Is it about the one who is to come? Or is it about something else? If it's about gifts and it's about lights and it's about presents and fancy stuff, then Christmas is no longer about Jesus. Oh, sure, we can use his birth as an excuse for all of our materialism, but it's not about Jesus in our hearts. That's what this is about. To be able to go out, spiritually speaking, into the desert so that we can prepare our hearts. That's what we were told. This John the Baptist, what'd you go out to the desert to see? So again, you have to ask that same question. If I'm going to go out into the desert, spiritually speaking, why? What would I be going out there for? To prepare the way of the Lord. That's what we have to be about, preparing the way for Christ in our hearts. Is that what we're really wanting to do? So again, a great opportunity to think about this. We need, as St. James tells us, to be patient, because this doesn't come quickly. It'd be nice if we could just go out to the desert, spend a couple hours there, and okay, we saw what we needed to see, we learned what we needed to learn, now we're all set. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works. We have to spend a fair amount of time out in the desert, and most of us, even if we've been out there a little bit, we tend to forget the lessons as soon as we come back. Well, God has to put us back out there again, and again, and again, and again, until we can finally learn what it is that he wants us to learn. So in this time of preparation, please make sure that you're truly preparing your soul. Look at your spiritual life. Look at what your prayer life looks like. We spend so much time and effort trying to prepare materially for everything. How much time are we really spending to prepare spiritually for what's going on? That's what we have to be focused on. And so, fine, you know, the presents, the lights, whatever, that's all fine and dandy. But Christmas is about Christ. It's about the birth of the Messiah. And that's what we want to really celebrate. That's what we want to be focused on. And so, go into the desert. Go into your heart. And once you can find Jesus there, that's when the desert is going to flower. That's when the parched land is going to bloom. Because out in the midst of what appears to be nothing, to be darkness and death, you will find life. You will find the light. You will find him who is life itself. He is waiting. He is waiting in your heart. Now it's our turn to prepare a way for the coming of the Lord.